The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Insurance claims can be confusing at the best of times, but after a car crash, it's difficult to know exactly what to do. Do you call the Gardaí? Will they come anyway? Should you photograph the scene? How can you know that you're not being ripped off on repairs to your car or to any other vehicle which you may have damaged? Well, a car expert and owner of Crofton Motors, Joey Donnelly, is here to talk about this and answer all your questions. Joey, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
So, what happens when you have a tip?
I think it depends on the nature of it.
Yeah, presuming no kind of injuries and things like that.
No injuries. I think the big problem that sometimes happens with people these days is they instantly go to call the guards. And in most instances, guards are incredibly busy and take a long time to attend. So what often happens is people who are in minor road traffic accidents tend to block up and cause traffic disruption where not necessarily needed. Guards, unless they have physically witnessed the scene itself or the accident, have no opinion in terms of fault, and often people think the guard is going to come along and tell them who's at fault.
Do the guards take a different attitude if they hear there's been an injury, for example?
Of course. If there's injury or there's a crime that's taken place or a stolen vehicle or a suspicion of drunk driving or anything, of course the guards need to be involved. But in a minor road traffic accident where two parties are there and there's a fair establishment of liability, that maybe one person has ran into the other and that's agreeable at the side of the road, there is absolutely no reason to block a road unnecessarily. Swapping insurance details, taking pictures of the vehicles in situ before you move them on, move them off into the side, swap the details and away you go.
Now, sometimes it's a kind of a sandwich where someone is hit from behind and then is pushed into the person in front.
Yeah.
Who's responsible there?
Well, the person that caused the accident. So in general, if there's a single impact from the rear and the person has pushed them into the next person in front, the person who has caused the accident, who has made the initial impact, is responsible for both vehicles or three vehicles in front.
But you have to get everybody's details, I presume, because the fella in front of you is saying, you ran into me, and you're saying, well, the fella behind me ran into me.
Correct. And that's probably where that establishment is important to have. And obviously, those cases, then you're looking for witnesses and stuff as well. So that would be very important as well if you do have someone where there is a question over liability. And of course, one thing I do see recurring is people's behaviour when they're in those sort of emergency situations. People don't always handle themselves brilliantly on the side of the road when those sort of stressful situations happen. We've had customers who've been ran into and the person who has perpetrated the impact has come out and started shouting, why did you stop in front of me, or why did you pull up suddenly? And it might have been a kid ran out in front of the road. And actually, oftentimes the person who caused the accident can get into quite a heightened state. So I would say calm heads are always very important, and getting clear information is definitely important at the side of a road.
Now, you've got damage to your own car, or maybe you've damaged someone else's car. Mm-hmm. And depending on the extent of the damage and your excess and your no claims bonus and all that, what do you do?
But it depends, again, on the extent of the damage. So you could visit your local independent garage and get an assessment of cost, and that garage might tell you whether it's a 500 quid or a 5 grand repair or somewhere in between. And from there, you'll be able to get an idea of what's involved. And likewise, if the other party needs to get an idea, you could then say, OK, I've two cars here, both need fixing and I can afford that. Then if it's in the higher sort of bracket, then what you would do is ask your insurance company. I think the most important question I ask of my customers is, have you got bonus protection on your policy? So most people would buy bonus protection when they're buying a good comprehensive policy, and that would allow you to claim pretty much freely with that insurer, and you essentially pay a policy excess. Your car gets fixed, the other parties get fixed, and everybody's happy. It's very straightforward.
Suppose you are responsible for damage to someone else's car. Can they insist on going to a dealer of their choice? Suppose they have a Mercedes and they say, I'm not having an independent repair this for me. I want Mercedes.
Absolutely. And that's the unfortunate situation, is you cannot dictate where a person goes with their vehicle. It is their own property and they are perfectly entitled by law to have it repaired. Now, the key here is that they have to get it repaired within reason and have reasonable costs that are fair and equitable, and that they are assessable by an independent loss adjuster. So if, for example, that person brings the car to Mercedes and they say the price is going to be 5,000 euros and you think it's 500 quid, you are perfectly entitled to request that a loss adjuster come out and look and make sure that the costs are fair and reasonable. Now, most repairers in the insurance industry use a single pricing structure that uses the manufacturer repair time. So we would plug in the registration and we say that Mercedes needs a wing and a bonnet and a headlight, and the system automatically generates a cost using the manufacturer repair time. So the days of estimates on backs of paper and horse trading between costs are limited in the insurance repair market, I would say.
And when you see a small dent on a bumper or whatever, and then the guy comes back to you and says, well, I'm sorry, the chassis bent.
Yeah, well, of course.
And I'm thinking, you know, how come the chassis bent when there's only a tiny little dent in the bumper? So someone's having it on.
Well, look, of course, we always say that there's room where there's humans involved, there's room for that sort of error. But that's where you have the ability to appoint an independent loss adjuster, yeah, who will look at it and they have to prove their costs and show them. I would also say that cars have become so incredibly complex. We have vehicles that if you do have a little nudge on a bumper, require all sorts of ADAS recalibration and resets where there's safety systems caught in behind the bumper that, albeit it looks like a superficial repair on your old vehicle that might be a fairly cosmetic job for a couple of hundred quid, it might require some serious work due to the electronics and those advanced safety systems that are behind the bumper. So it's all not very visible when you look at something, and your perception of what it might be different than the reality.
Are there any insurance companies that will cover car rental if your car simply breaks down and is off the road awaiting repair? And will any cover the cost of the new replacement parts? I'm asking for a friend.
On the mechanical side, so insurance doesn't cover mechanical repair. So if your car breaks down and your engine breaks down in the middle of the road, there's no insurance against that. So insurance don't sell products for mechanical repair. If your car is hit on the side of the road, if you're the non-responsible party, you're entitled to be put in a hire car that day. If you're claiming off your own insurance, you're at the mercy of the terms and conditions of your policy. Normally, it would only cover you for the duration of the repair.
I had an accident last November with claim from my insurance. I have fully protected, no claims. But will my insurance go up in September, or should it not, because I've got this protection, no claims protection?
Unless there is an outside market force that dictates the price of your insurance going up or down, your insurance should not change in relation to your no claims bonus. So if you had no claims, 5 years no claims, and it was protected, you had an accident, you had to claim, your policy should be in no way affected with that insurer only. That's the key point.
This one, my sister hit my car and didn't want to go through the insurance, so we got a quote from a repair shop, which was 2K. That being too much for her, she then decided to go through the insurance company. The same repair shop then charged the insurance company 3.5K for the same job. How is that difference justified? Insurance companies are paying over the odds for repairs and then passing the costs to customers in higher premiums.
Those individual cases are difficult to talk about because perhaps when the person was quoting for the original job took into account the person was paying themselves, and they maybe offered a compromise repair at a lower cost, you know, more cosmetic because the person was paid. If it was the exact same quote, then yes, there is a difference. As I said, with insurance repair, we use an independent system, and rightly or wrongly, it actually increases the transparency there in terms of cost. But you will still also get garages who will offer repair prices for a customer pay themselves price, and it may vary from the insurance price, but oftentimes it can be in the opposite direction, not only in the increase.
If you are involved in a tip with an uninsured driver or an unaccompanied learner, do you call the guards?
Again, it depends on the nature of the impact, but yes, it's probably one where at least you'd want to be recording it with a Garda station. I would also say as well, in terms of calling the guards, you could go down to your local Garda station and just say, look, I was hit on James's Road at 9:30 or whatever. Here's the other person that hit me. I just want this noted kind of on file. And they will open a pulse case just so there's reference, so that you can give that to your insurance company should there be any problem further down the line.
Now, another one, when you've got body damage, the garage will put that out to a panel beater, and then they will double the price that the panel beater charges the garage and pass that on to the consumer.
I think what the person is talking about is like the dealership. So a lot of dealerships don't have body shops or panel beating shops themselves, and they farm out that work. However, the insurance industry actually regulates the cost straight across the road, and there isn't actually very much difference between that. There is subcontracting work that does happen there. Your high-end dealership may not have a body shop, but they do have an associated body shop who do work. So I wouldn't say it's extreme as doubling or anything like that, but there is trade and retail prices, but it's like any subcontracting work.
Yeah. We were talking a bit earlier, I mentioned the traffic after the Armagh match on Saturday because it was blocked up the tunnel and so on. Heard you talking earlier about the Armagh followers going through the tunnel to get home. I was at the match, finally got home to Swords at 10:40. The traffic on Drumcondra never moved for 45 minutes at one stage. The whole place was jammed with Armagh cars and coaches. Why would they go through the tunnel? I don't know. I suspect there were a few tips on that journey.
Possibly. I'm not sure. I'm not sure what the traffic management situation was there.
All right. Well, thank you very much for your wisdom. The main thing is, don't waste the guard the time if it's a minor collision.
take plenty of photographs. We have smartphones in our pocket. Take plenty of photographs. Get plenty of information.
As the other person will be taking photos of you, that's for sure. All right. Joey Donnelly, Managing Director and Owner of Crofton Motors. Thank you very much for joining us.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.